Ever since elementary school, I've worn glasses. I remember wearing glasses in first grade and hearing kids come around going, "Four eyes, four eyes." For some reason, that really got to me. I still don't know why. But when I was a boy, I was diagnosed as legally blind in one eye, so I was sentenced to glasses for the rest of my life. And I've been bespectacled most of my life. I tried contacts for a while, but we broke up. And I've been in my fair share of eye exams. One of the most difficult parts about an eye exam is the segment where the doctor asks you which is clearer and shows you the same chart through the two lenses. I don't want to get that part wrong because I'll end up with Coke bottle glasses. I need a weightlifting belt just to put on my nose. So when the doctor gets to that part of the test and begins, "Okay, Lloyd, now I'm going to show you the same chart through two lenses and you tell me which one is clearer," I stop, take a deep breath. I take my time, I focus, I think, and I listen as the doctor begins. "Is it A or B? One or two? This one or that one? Uno o dos?" Now, there have been times where A and B were so remarkably different that I was able to tell them right away, but there were other times where A and B were so close, I had to ask the doc over and over and over again to let me try those because I don't want to get that wrong and end up with the wrong prescription. Can I get a witness from all my bespectacled brothers and sisters? Well, last week on Simplify, we saw what anger looked like through Gideon's lens, which was A. But this week on Simplify, we're going to take a look at the same chart, but we're going to look at it through a different lens. We're going to look at it through the lens of a man by the name of Jephthah. And for the sake of this, we'll call that B. That's coming up right after this. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Keep Calm and Answer Softly, Part 2, or Part 2, on Simplify. Okay, let's see if this sounds familiar. Judges chapter 12, verse 1. "Then the men of Ephraim gathered together and said to Jephthah, 'Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you with fire.'" Does that sound familiar? Last week we heard the story of Gideon after Gideon had routed the Midianites. Remember, Gideon and his small band of 300 men with torches and trumpets somehow routed Midianites who were far too many to be counted like sand on the seashore. The hand of God worked a miracle and Gideon and Israel won the victory. But the tribe of Ephraim was not happy because Gideon didn't invite them at the beginning of the battle. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's deja vu all over again. Ephraim's on the warpath again. These guys need a long sip of Dr. Pepper. Well, once again, Israel defeated their enemies, and once again, there should have been high fives and fist bumps from everyone everywhere, but instead, there was still one tribe not happy about the win. It was the same tribe who attacked Gideon. They attacked Jephthah for the exact same reason. He did not call them when it was time for battle. And this time, they threatened to burn Jephthah's house down with him in it. Overreact much? Had Jephthah been one of those kind of leaders who thought, "Wait a minute, this has happened before. How did my predecessor handle this? This wasn't that long ago." He would have pulled out the Gideon file and read how to deal with these short-fused, hot-headed Ephraimites. Let's see. What did Gideon do? What did Gideon do? What did Gideon do? Oh, here it is right here. Answer softly. It worked for Gideon. It might work for me. Let's try it. "Hey, listen, Ephraimite fellas. I did send a message for you to come to battle, but we must have been without cell service somewhere, so really sorry about that, but hey, don't worry, guys, next time I'll be sure to call." Now, had he said that, the Ephraimites would have wondered, what cell service? But that soft answer may have diffused Ephraim's wrath. But Jephthah chose a different tactic, a different answer. Rather than seek to make peace, Jephthah sought to be right. And he responded to the Ephraimites' harshness in kind, but it was not kind. The very next verse reads, "Now Jephthah gathered all the men of Gilead together and fought against Ephraim. And by the end of that bloody battle, 42,000 Ephraimites," these were men from Israel, "died." These were guys on Jephthah's team And yet when they answered Jephthah harshly, he took it personally, and he marshaled an army of his own to fight against his own brothers. And 42,000 Ephraimites, Israelites, died. Within four short, adventure-filled chapters, God shows us the same chart through two different lenses. Choice A is Gideon's soft answer that diffused Ephraim's short fuse. But then choice B, that's Jephthah's harsh answer that ignited Ephraim's short fuse and left 42,000 Israelites dead. So I ask you, when somebody this week questions you, accuses you harshly, will you choose choice A, which is Gideon's soft answer to diffuse wrath, or choice B, which is Jephthah's harsh answer to ignite wrath? You may be right, and you may have every right to be right, but as a wise man of 95 years said, I've walked away from many an argument when I knew I was right, because they don't give you any medals for just being right. This is one of the most practical and yet difficult principles in all the Word of God to live. It's much easier to read this and to nod our head when we read it or hear it on a podcast whenever we have a book in our hand and hot chocolate on our nightstand. But it's a whole lot more difficult to apply it and live it on a Tuesday when your boss is upset, when your mom is upset, or your husband is upset, or your sister's upset, or the impatient customer behind you in line who keeps tapping you with a grocery cart is upset, or the guy with a big two-story diesel you accidentally cut off in traffic who's gesturing you to you with one specific finger is upset. In those times when people say things to us or about us and we feel attacked, the easiest response is a harsh word to show we're right and they're wrong. But the right response, the Christ-like response, is a soft answer to bring peace. But I must warn you, when we seek peace instead of just being right, we give up our stranglehold on just being right. Gideon was right. Jephthah was right. But the difference is the way Gideon handled it and the way Jephthah handled it. On this chart, it's pretty clear to see. The right answer is choice A. The right answer is a soft answer. Okay, we're going to need to pray about this one again. Because even though you listened to the podcast last week, there's a very good chance that you and I got it wrong. So let's pray and ask the Lord to help us one more time with our temper and help us to respond softly when we are attacked or accused harshly. Lord Jesus, thank you again for your word. Thank you especially for giving us these two different stories to show us the right and the wrong way to answer. I ask you today, help us. Help us, Lord, through the power of your Spirit to answer softly, to be kind to others, even if they are harsh to us. Help us to be more like you, Jesus. Even when you were attacked, you reviled not. I ask you, Lord, that you would give us temperance through the power of your Spirit to live a life that honors and glorifies you. Help us, Jesus, to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as you forgave us. We love you, Jesus. Help us to do better this week than we did last week, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Simplify. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be able to share this with you. And thank you for making this part of your devotional life. As of today, this is episode number 95. So if my math serves me correctly, we're about 5 episodes away from reaching our 100th episode mark. Thank you to all of those who have been with me from the beginning. And for those of you who are getting caught up and joining us somewhere along the way, it truly is an honor to know that this is a part of your devotional life and your relationship with Jesus. What launched this podcast, LJ? Well, I'm so glad you asked. What launched this podcast was a devotional I wrote called Simplify, and it's a 52-week devotional that intends to help draw us closer to God as we read each devotion each week. And it's, of course, not intended to replace your daily devotion, but just to accent or augment some of those things. And it's filled with devotions much like this one that you just listened to. If you'd like to get a copy of that for yourself or for a friend, you can pick that up at PentecostalPublishing.com. They have that available in paperback and ebook, or you could get it at Amazon on Kindle. Just look for Simplify by LJ Harry. That's me. Next week, I want to share with you a devotion called The Other Side of Faith. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.